what it means to vote for a black man for president. First AM 580 News, here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A Champaign County Board Committee has reviewed the county's budget proposal for next year amid worries about how the global economic crisis could force some changes. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The $119.9 million budget plan is already a tight one. But County Administrator for Finance Deb Busey worries that the credit crunch and tumbling markets may strain the budget even more. Champaign County's revenue from interest is already down 40% from a year ago. And Busey told the County Board Policy Committee last night that she expects a slowdown or drop in sales tax revenue as a result of the current economic crisis. She says the county ought to start making plans for emergency spending cuts.
That it would be a good idea for each department to come up with a plan for how they would cut expenses in the area of probably 3% out of their 09 budget in 09. Because you may have to ask them to implement those types of cuts by the end of the first quarter.
With these budget pressures looming, the policy committee last night rejected a proposal to forgive $1.3 million in loans to the county nursing home. Committee members want the loans to remain outstanding to help everyone remember the need to get the nursing home back in the black. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The economic downturn won't take away from retirement funds that come through the state of Illinois. The agencies that handle those benefits, the teachers' retirement system, the state university's retirement system, and the State Board of Investments, issued a statement indicating those monies remain secure as they're protected under the Constitution. The director of the Investment Board, William Atwood, says the goal of building an investment portfolio is to provide protections that come with an economic crisis and bring positive returns through the course of a business cycle.
What the State Board of Investments portfolio is experiencing, and I'm confident this is true for the other portfolios, is that we are down year to date, but not nearly as much as the global equity markets are, because we have exposure to other securities, such as bonds, such as hedge funds, such as real estate, that gives us protection in a negative environment.
While a large number of assets will help secure retirement funds for teachers, university faculty, judges, and others, the outlook for the state's income based on investments isn't as positive. University Retirement System Executive Director Dan Slack cites a lag in returns for the last fiscal year as well as the first quarter of the current year. Barack Obama's presidential campaign is generating a wave of enthusiasm in Illinois, but don't expect an earthquake that'll radically change the state's political landscape. Obama could bring enough new Democratic-leaning voters to the polls to make a difference in tight legislative or congressional races. His campaign also makes it easier for other Democrats in the state to identify potential donors and volunteers. But this year, truly competitive races are rare in Illinois, and insiders from both parties doubt the Obama effect will doom Republicans in general. And Republicans are telling voters that if they support Obama's theme of change, they should vote against Democrats, who dominate all three branches of Illinois government. Two members of Illinois' congressional delegation say they want to do away with the Electoral College. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Illinois has already signed on to an initiative to bypass the Electoral College. The state passed a law this year recommending instead the U.S. president be chosen by a national popular vote. Many more states would need to sign on to the Interstate Compact to change the process, however. But both Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and Republican Congressman Ray LaHood of Peoria say it's a good idea. LaHood says the current system is antiquated.
You get elected in this country from dog catcher to the U.S. Senate by the popular vote. The most important, powerful office in the country is not done by the popular vote. Now, what kind of nonsense is that?
Durbin agrees.
It really was designed to protect small states and give them a larger voice, and that's why they resist changing it.
Durbin says those small states have power in the U.S. Senate, making it, he says, very difficult or even impossible to change the U.S. Constitution and do away with the Electoral College. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
More than 5 years after the launch of the Department of Homeland Security, one of its first top officials says there's no way to completely protect the nation from a terrorist attack. Former Homeland Security Deputy Secretary Admiral James Loy says a concerted effort is needed over many years to keep the nation safe. He says the cost for the public will remain high to get that security, but Loy says every security measure would be weighed to its costs on civil liberties and the economy.
There's absolutely no doubt that there will always be the question of costs associated with the security paradigm. We can do lots of things at a port, for example, that would bring to a halt the commerce that goes through that port. We'd have 100% or close security guarantees, but we would stifle commercial exchange of goods and services that we depend on in the global marketplace.
Speaking on Focus 580 yesterday, Loy also said not all Homeland Security work is up to the government. He called on the public to do its part to be prepared in the case of terrorist attacks. Our next report is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
Coming up on 6:36, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for an in-depth look at weather. Busy weekend, ASCII Wawaw. It's homecoming in Illinois.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
ASCII Wawaw.
Pep rally coming up this evening and a parade between like 6 and 8 tomorrow morning. Minnesota, Golden Gophers, homecoming game, 11 o'clock. Good weather, huh?
Very good weather.
Yeah, that's nice.